regarding the purchase of land adjoining Loma Linda. Loma Linda is an important center. We needed this place and all its advantages. We were successful in obtaining it, and we have had success in operating it, notwithstanding the opposition shown by some who should have been acting as helpers in the effort to equip a sanitarium properly. I have a deep interest in Loma Linda. It is a beautiful place. For sanitarium work, we could not have a more favorable situation, and it is well adapted for the other lines of work that we desire to see done there. Recently, the question arose about securing more of the nearby land that is for sale. One piece, a tract of 86 acres, has already been purchased, and there is now on sale another tract of 47 acres joining the Loma Linda property. Because this piece of land is so near to our Loma Linda buildings, we do not want to see it sold to unbelievers, who will divide it up and sell it to those who may desire to crowd into this neighborhood. In the night season, I was talking to our brethren, telling them that this must not be allowed, and pointing out what unfavorable results would follow. If this piece of land should be purchased by unbelievers and divided up and sold to those who would be no help to our work, the injury to Loma Linda would be serious and lasting. I cannot bear the thought of this. Cannot a group of individuals who are alive to the vital interests of the Lord's work unite together and make this land our property? Then, if we wish to sell a portion of it, let it be sold to our people. There is an orange orchard on the place, and this could be handled to advantage by the sanitarium. The institution is hardly complete without the control of this orchard. As the number of patients and students increases, more land will be needed. Grapevines could be planted, thus making it possible for the institution to produce its grapes. Families and institutions should learn to do more in the cultivation and improvement of land. If people only knew the value of the products of the ground, which the earth brings forth in their season, more diligent efforts would be made to cultivate the soil. All should be acquainted with the special value of fruit and vegetables fresh from the orchard and garden. Will not some of our brethren who thus far have invested but little in Loma Linda help the Lord's cause by assisting in the purchase of this piece of land? I place this matter before you, feeling sure that you will not allow the land to pass into the hands of unbelievers. We ought not to place ourselves where we shall become unfavorably associated with those who could make it hard for us if they chose to do so, and restrict us to certain limits. We must have room to keep ourselves distinct as a Sabbath-keeping people. The Lord has given directions that we are to make provision which will prevent our being harassed and inconvenienced by having to crowd in with unbelievers. I wish I might make on your minds the impression that has been made on mine regarding this matter. If a portion of this land must be sold, we can sell it to the friends of the institution. In an address before the constituency, Thursday evening, March 28th, Sister White spoke of the matter as follows. As we were coming from Los Angeles, I thought of many things that should be considered at this meeting, but I did not expect to be the one to speak first. This I say, however, I thank the Lord that we have this beautiful place. Last night I was considering this. We must always keep in mind that we are doing a work for time and for eternity. In our Los Angeles meeting, there was a unity of sentiment in the councils that gives me great encouragement. And here at Loma Linda, we must strive to see not how much we can differ from one another, but how closely we can come into the perfect unity of which the Word of God advises us. Whenever I look at the buildings, the fields, and the orchards here at Loma Linda, I am thankful that we have this beautiful place, thankful for every foot of ground we control. By and by you will see, if you do not understand it now, that the securing of the land was essential. It may not appear to you now that it was necessary for us to secure so large a tract, but I am instructed that our work here must be carried forward on broad lines and in solid unity. That the will of the Lord may be done in this place, we must be in a position where we can understand His pleasure in regard to our words and actions, where we may be always helping forward that work which is most essential. During the night, it was again impressed upon my mind that it was through the providence of God that we obtained this place when we did. Also, that the branching out and enlargement that we have done and the development of the work as it stands today is what the Lord would have us do. As a people, we cannot stand still. The work must grow as we move forward. We have now come to a time when there will be intensity of action on the part of some whose movements we do not now understand. How then shall we carry the work at such a time, when opportunities for advancement come unexpectedly and difficulties are constantly increasing? We must daily commit our ways to God in faith and be learning continually of Christ Jesus. He will not leave us to walk in darkness, but will give us the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit. As I looked out the window this morning after the fog had lifted and saw the fields and the orchards in front of the institution, I felt thankful for all the land that is now in our possession. We are not to sell portions hastily to this one or to that, but we are to consider well who it is that we may sell to. Let every decision be made after prayer and faithful study. We need to cultivate the spirit of prayer, but all our plans may be laid wisely and in the fear of God.